Title: Filtered Chord Shots for Transitions Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most dependable transition tools in drum and bass, the filtered chord shot. This is that classic stab that lives in the mids, brings harmony and attitude, and helps you move between phrases without cluttering the drums or stepping on the bass. Think of it like mid-range percussion that happens to be a chord. When it's done right, it adds momentum and hype, but your drop still hits cleaner than the bar before it. Here's the plan. We're going to build a chord shot instrument in Ableton using stock devices, set it up with a filter envelope so it has that pew punch. Then we'll wire it into a transition workflow with reverb and echo throws, filter lift automation, and sidechain so it grooves with the drums. And along the way, I'm going to keep reminding you of the golden rule: decide what job the stab is doing before you tweak anything. Because in DNB, a chord shot is usually doing one of three jobs. 1. It's a harmonic signpost. It tells the listener, new section incoming. 2. It's an energy riser. Brightness and intensity go up as you approach the drop. 3. It's a space filler. When drums or bass simplify, the stab holds the vibe together. If you know which job you're aiming for, your automation choices get way easier. Step 0. Set the context so it sits right. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Make sure you've got a kick and snare, or a break, plus your rolling bass. And think in 16-bar phrases. Super common is a 16-bar build into a 16-bar drop, or 32-bar sections. We're going to place these chord shots as transition markers, usually in bars 15 and 16 before a drop, or bars 31 and 32 before the next phrase. Now step 1. Create the chord shot MIDI clip. Create a new MIDI track, then make a 1-bar MIDI clip. We're keeping it short on purpose, because this is a stab pattern you can loop and then evolve with automation. For rhythm, try two classic options. Option 1 is a rolling bounce. Put stabs on beat 2 and the end of 3. Option 2 is more jungle sparse. A stab on beat 1 and then one late, around beat 3.5. For chords, darker DNB loves that minor movement like I to flat 6 to flat 7. For example, in F minor to D flat to E flat. But here's a key point: you can absolutely use a single chord shot and still create a full transition just with tone movement. The filter lift can do a ton of storytelling. Voicing tip: keep it tight and mid-focused. A great starter voicing is root, 5th, and minor 7th, like F, C, and E flat. Or add a 9th for a slightly more liquid, glossy edge, like F, a flat, C, and G. We're not writing a pad, we're designing a mid-range impact. Step 2. Build the stab synth. We'll use Wavetable as the example, but analog works too. On oscillator 1, pick basic shapes and lean toward a saw. On oscillator 2, basic shapes and lean toward a square. Then add unison, classic mode, around 4 voices and keep the amount moderate. A little detune gives width and motion, but don't go so wide that it disappears in mono. Now shape the amp envelope so this behaves like a shot. Attack basically instant, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down or very low. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That envelope is the difference between a stab and a pad. If your sustain is hanging around, your chord shot will smear across the groove and the drums will feel less crisp. Step 3. Add the filter envelope for the pew transient. Set Wavetable's filter to a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere mid, like 400 to 900 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, not too much yet, and a touch of drive for character. Then set the filter envelope amount so the stab opens quickly and closes into the body. Attack at 0. Decay around 150 to 280 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Listen for that quick whack at the front. That's what helps it read as a stab in a busy DNB mix. Step 4. Distortion and EQ. DNB safe. After Wavetable, add saturator. Analog clip mode is a classic. A few dB of drive, soft clip on, and then match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Then EQ 8. High pass this. Seriously. Your bass owns the low end. A steep high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz is a good starting window. If your bass is huge or your tune is really dense, you might even push it a bit higher. If it's harsh, look around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz and dip a couple dB. If it's dull, a small shelf around 8 to 10 kHz can help, but keep it tasteful. The goal is mid-character, not low-end competition. In drum and bass, headroom is everything. and cord shots are one of the easiest ways to accidentally eat it. Now step 5, make it transition ready with reverb and echo throws. This is where you get that big movement without turning your main track into a wash. Instead of putting reverb directly on the chord track, set up return tracks. Return A is your reverb throw. Use hybrid reverb, plate algorithm. Set the decay to a few seconds, add a bit of pre-delay so the transient stays punchy, and then filter the reverb. High pass it around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't hiss over your hats. Then put an EQ after it if needed and dip mud around 300 to 500 Hz. Return B is your dub echo. Use echo. Pick a musical timing like dotted eighth or quarter notes. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the echo, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add a little modulation so it wobbles subtly, then saturate it lightly for that dubby glue. Now the move, automate the sends at phrase ends. The classic trick is the last stab before the drop. You spike the reverb send and echo send on that one hit. Then you cut the dry signal immediately after the transient. This is the dry to wet handoff, and it's one of the cleanest drop tricks you can learn. The stab hits hard and clear, then it turns into the tail. So the transition feels big, but the drop stays clean, because the dry mid-range isn't smearing over the downbeat. You can do the dry cut with quick volume automation, or clip gain if you resample later. The timing matters. Let the transient through, then disappear. Step 6. The filter lift automation into the drop. This is the core transition trick, and it works in basically every subgenre of DNB. Group your chord chain into an instrument rack so it's easy to macro later. Then add auto filter after your EQ. Use a 24 dB low pass, add a little resonance, and a touch of drive. Now automate the cutoff over 1 to 2 bars before the drop. Start low, like 250 to 600 Hz. End bright, like 6 to 12 kHz. And here's a teacher tip. Don't open it too early. If your chord shot is already bright at bar 14, you have nowhere to go by bar 16. Keep it darker earlier, so the lift actually feels like a lift. For extra tension, automate a small resonance bump right before the drop, like in the last quarter bar. Then snap it back at the drop, or mute the stab completely for the first few bars of the drop so the drums and bass own the moment. Also do a tiny volume fade right at the drop, like the last eighth note or quarter note, so nothing smears into the downbeat. Step 7. Sidechain so it grooves with the drums. In rolling DNB, this is not optional. If your stab doesn't breathe with the drums, it will feel pasted on. Add a compressor or glue compressor after auto filter. Turn on sidechain and key it from the kick. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds so the stab still has a little punch. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Now, if your kick pattern is sparse, or you're in a halftime moment, here's an advanced workflow that makes your transitions way more consistent. Use a dedicated ghost sidechain trigger. Make a separate MIDI track that triggers a short click or rimshot in Simpler, mute its output, and place it exactly where you want the pump. Then sidechain the chord shot to that ghost track. That way, the movement stays reliable across break edits and arrangement changes. Step 8. Practical arrangement placements. Here are three placements you can try immediately. First, the pre-drop lift. In bar 15, keep shots sparse and filtered. In bar 16, increase density, open the filter, and throw the last hit into reverb and echo. Then at the drop, mute the chord shots for 4 to 8 bars so the drop lands with maximum contrast. Second, mid-phrase variation. Use the same chord shot in bars 9 to 12, but keep cutoff lower. Use less reverb, and maybe a bit more sidechain pump. This keeps motion without adding new elements, which is huge when your mix is already busy. Third, jungle call and response. Let the stab answer the break fill at the end of every 4 bars. Keep the stab short, and let the echo do the talking. In jungle, the space between hits is part of the vibe. Now, quick check for common mistakes before we do a mini exercise. Mistake 1. Too much low end. If your stab has real energy below about 150 to 250 Hz, it will fight your bass and kill headroom. Mistake 2. Overlong reverb tails. Big tails over busy breaks turn into instant mush. Filter the returns and automate the sends. Mistake 3. No sidechain. If it's not breathing with the drums, it won't feel like DNB. Mistake 4. Opening the filter too early. You lose the transition arc. Mistake 5. Going super wide without checking mono. Wide unison stabs can vanish when summed. Do the quick mono sanity check. Drop a utility at the end of the chain and tug a mono during the build. If it collapses too hard, reduce unison, narrow the sound, or keep width mostly on the reverb instead of the dry stab. Also, remember the mid-percussion idea. If your stab rhythm fights your snare ghosts, don't just turn it down. Try nudging the MIDI slightly earlier, or use track delay like -5 to -15 milliseconds. Tiny timing changes can glue it into the groove. Let's add a couple pro tips for darker or heavier DNB. One is the resonant scream moment. In the last quarter bar before the drop, push resonance up harder, like 35-45%, then snap it back right on the drop. It's a quick shot of tension. Another is a noise tick layer for grit. You can add a second chain in an instrument rack. Operator noise, super short amp decay, high pass it around 2-3 kHz, saturate it, and blend it quietly. It adds edge without adding more harmony, and a subtle pitch fall can make the stab feel more aggressive. Just a tiny pitch envelope, fast decay, so it goes thwip without sounding like a laser. If your stab gets ice-picky when the filter opens, don't just permanently scoop the highs and lose the excitement. Instead, tame it dynamically. A light touch of multi-band dynamics on the high mids, or automate a narrow notch that increases only in the last bar. Now the mini practice exercise. This is where you actually lock it in. Your goal: make a 16-bar build that transitions into a drop using only chord shots and automation. Start by writing that one bar chord stab clip and loop it for 16 bars. Then in bars 13-16, automate auto filter cutoff from around 400 Hz up to about 10 kHz. At the same time, gradually raise the reverb throw send from 0 up to around 40%. On the final stab before the drop, spike the echo send to around 25-35%. And do the dry to wet handoff. Cut the dry level right after the transients of the tail carries the transition, but the downbeat stays clean. Then check your fundamentals. High pass the stab around 180-250 Hz. Make sure sidechain is pumping around 3 dB. And finally, bounce or resample it and listen in context with drums and bass. The deliverable is simple. The drop should hit cleaner than the bar before it. More clarity, more punch, more headroom. If you want to level this up into an arrangement superpower, try an energy ladder approach across the 16 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.